Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to take a clean Amen-style drum loop and turn it into something a lot more alive, a little bit haunted, and very ready for drum and bass. We're talking warped swing, tape horn motion, and that VHS rave kind of color that makes a break feel like it's coming off an old cassette in a basement session. This is a beginner-friendly workflow, so don't worry if warping still feels a little mysterious. We're going to keep it practical. The big idea is simple. Instead of trying to perfectly edit every drum hit, we'll use Ableton Live 12 like a performance tool. We'll warp the loop, nudge a few hits, resample it, and then process the new audio so it gets that gritty, unstable character that sits nicely under fast bass lines. First, grab an Amen-style break or something similar. You want clear kick and snare hits, a bit of ghost note movement, and ideally some natural room sound or tape flavor. If your loop is super clean, that's totally fine. If it already sounds a little dusty, even better. A one-bar loop is perfect for this lesson, and a tempo somewhere around 160 to 175 BPM is ideal for the source. Once the loop is in Ableton, drag it onto an audio track and open the clip view. Turn warp on. If Live doesn't detect the original tempo correctly, set it manually so the loop lines up properly. For this kind of drum work, Beats mode is usually the best choice. It keeps the transient punch intact and gives you control over how the loop behaves rhythmically. Inside Beats mode, start with a preserve value of 1/16 or 1/8. Keep the transient options simple at first. Don't overthink it yet. We're not trying to make the break perfect. We're trying to make it feel good. That's a very different thing. Now set your project tempo to something DNB friendly. 170 BPM is a great starting point. If you want a slightly looser, rolling feel, you can go a little slower. If you want it tighter and more modern, go a little faster. The exact number matters less than the energy of the groove. Here's where the fun starts. Keep the loop locked to the grid, but zoom in and add a few warp markers around the important hits. Nudge the snare a tiny bit late. Push a ghost kick slightly early. Pull a hat a little behind the beat. The key word here is tiny. We're talking milliseconds, not big edits. If you can clearly hear the loop falling apart, you've gone too far. What we're after is that human tape horn swing. Not sloppy timing. Not drunken timing. Just enough movement to make the loop breathe. Think of it like the break is leaning back in the pocket instead of marching in a straight line. You can also use Ableton's groove pool for a light swing feel. Drag in a subtle MPC-style swing or a gentle 16th note groove and apply it lightly. Keep the timing amount low, maybe around 10 to 25%. Random should stay subtle too. For this style, too much swing can make the break wobble in a bad way. We want bounce, not chaos. Another good trick is duplication. Copy the Amen loop onto a second track. Keep one layer fairly stable and use the second as a shadow. Delay that second layer by a few milliseconds, high pass it a bit, and maybe saturate it lightly. Mix it low under the main break. That gives you a smeared VHS-like halo around the rhythm without losing the core groove. Now we get to one of the most important parts of the lesson, resampling. This is where the sound starts to become something new. Create a fresh audio track and set its input to resampling. Arm the track, play your warped loop for a few bars, and record the result. Why do this? Because once you print the audio, you've committed to the vibe. You hear what the groove really feels like, without staring at warp markers and clip settings. And once it's printed, you can warp it again, chop it, reverse bits of it, or process it harder. That's the jungle mindset right there. Bounce it, break it again, and let the next version become the new material. Take the resampled audio and put it back into the arrangement. If you want to keep it tight and punchy, use Beats mode again. If you want a more smeared, degraded layer, Complex Pro can work for a looser, old tape kind of texture. For this lesson, Beats is the main choice, and Complex Pro is more of an optional flavor layer. Now let's build a simple Ableton stock device chain to give it that VHS rave color. Start with EQ8. High pass gently around 25 to 35 Hz to clear out unnecessary sub rumble. If the loop feels boxy, carve a little around 250 to 400 Hz. If you need more snap, a small boost around 3 to 5 kHz can help. Next, add drum bus. A little drive goes a long way here. Keep the boom subtle or off unless you specifically want extra low-end punch. Use the transients control carefully if you want a bit more crack. This device is great for making the break feel denser and more glued together. After that, try saturator. Use a light drive amount and turn soft clip on if needed. The goal is to warm and thicken the break, not flatten it. Then add a little redux or erosion if you want that crunchy, downsampled, tape grit feeling. Use those devices sparingly. A little bit of degradation can sound expensive. Too much can just sound broken. Then use compressor or glue compressor to tie things together. Keep the attack moderate so the transient still pokes through, and let the release breathe naturally. You're aiming for cohesion, not heavy pumping unless that's a creative choice. Finally, use utility to check your mono compatibility and keep the main break from getting too wide and messy. If you want to push the atmosphere further, you can add a very subtle send with echo or reverb. Keep the delay short and the feedback low. Use dark, filtered repeats or a small, controlled reverb space. That can give you a warehouse memory kind of feeling without washing out the drums. At this point, think about the aesthetic in terms of contrast. Clean transient versus smeared tail. Tight low end versus noisy top. Gridlocked core versus loose outer texture. That contrast is what makes the break feel alive. VHS rave character usually comes from a few controlled degradations stacked together, not from one giant destroy-all effect. You can also make tiny arrangement moves that add a lot of personality. Reverse a small slice at the end of a bar. Chop one snare and re-trigger it. Leave a ghost note slightly late. Automate a filter opening every 4 or 8 bars. These little gestures make the break feel like it's evolving instead of just looping. If you want to turn this into something arrangement-friendly, think in sections. Maybe the first 4 bars are a filtered warped amen intro. Then the full break enters with the bass. Later, bring in the resampled layer for more energy. Then drop the original break and leave the lo-fi resample exposed for a moment. After that, bring both layers back with a variation. That kind of movement works really well in jungle and fast DNB, because the drums feel like they're constantly mutating. And of course, the break has to work with the bass. If you're making rolling bass music, keep the break fairly tight and carve out space around 80 to 150 Hz if the bass is strong there. If you're going darker and heavier, let the bass own the low end and treat the break more like texture and impact. A separate kick or snare shell can also help anchor the groove, while the amen handles the motion on top. A few common mistakes to watch out for. First, don't overwarp every hit. If you move too many markers, the break loses its natural feel. Second, don't overdo swing. A little bit adds flavor. Too much makes the loop lurch. Third, don't resample before the groove feels right. If it's wrong before printing, now you've just frozen the wrong version. And fourth, don't overcook the grit. VHS rave is about control, not max destruction. Here's a really useful practice move. Make 3 versions of the same amen loop. One clean and functional, one warped and resampled with grit, and one darker, heavier, high-passed version that sits well under bass. Put them into an 8-bar arrangement and compare them in context. You'll learn a lot faster by hearing what each version does in the track, not just in solo. So the core takeaway is this. Don't think of warping as fixing the break. Think of it as performing with the break. Nudge it, print it, break it again, shape it into something that feels worn in, alive, and built for fast bass music. If you want, I can also turn this into a short voiceover version, or a longer follow-along script with section cues and on-screen instruction timing.